Hello, good afternoon and welcome to the Joy Business Report. Coming up in our headlines, Bank of Ghana governor expresses worry over growing involvement of bank staff in fraud cases. Also in this bulletin, Finance Ministry links latest economic growth numbers to interventions undertaken by government aimed at stabilizing the economy. Plus, Africa Center for Energy Policy, ACEP, accuses the Electricity Company of Ghana of exchange rates manipulation leading to a net loss of over 7 billion cedis in 2023. We have these and more lined up for you. Please stay. The Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. I am Pius Kujobaka, and look now at our stories. The governor of the Bank of Ghana, Dr. Ernest Addison, has charged banks to immediately strengthen internal control measures to ensure safe banking practices by staff to reduce their incidents of fraud. Addressing members of the Ghana Association of Banks at its 41st annual general meeting, Dr. Addison noted that measures put in place by the central bank to prevent financial fraud can be more effective if various commercial banks support with their own internal mechanisms.
More worry is the increase in the number of staff involved in fraud. The number of staff rose from 188 in 2022 to 274 in 2023, representing an increase of 46%. It further emerged that out of the 274 cases of fraud recorded involving staff in 2023, 211 were involved in cash theft, that is cash suppression, as compared to 140 staff in 2022. This means that while banks and SDIs are putting in place measures to detect and prevent fraud from outsiders, their own staff are increasingly perpetrating fraud. The Bank of Ghana is obviously concerned about this growing trend and mandates banks and SDIs to strengthen their internal controls.
Governor of the Bank of Ghana, Dr. Ernest Addison, speaking there. Now, the Ministry of Finance says the latest economic growth numbers can be linked to measures implemented by government to stabilize the economy. There is more from a statement issued by the Ministry on the GDP estimates.
The Finance Ministry argued that the robust economic recovery is also due to interventions that government has implemented, especially under the IMF program. It also believes that the growth numbers posted for the first half of this year is worth commending due to the fact that it is coming on the back of the debt issuing program and the challenging global economic recovery. The Ministry of Finance maintained that the growth numbers posted for the first half of this year is much higher and better than what other countries have posted that have gone this path. Government in the statement also promised that it will continue to prioritize the restoration and sustainability of the economy, which is necessary in the promotion of what it describes as inclusive growth. The Finance Ministry added that the implementation of government growth strategy, including programs like the Planting for Food and Jobs, will consolidate recent gains to improve the lives of Ghanaians.
Still on the GDP estimates, economist Professor Peter Kwarteh has cautioned against early jubilation since the industry sector, which has the ability to create jobs, could be facing challenges from exchange rate depreciation and high taxes.
Given that there's improved demand for goods and services, I'm not surprised to see industry growing by this margin. It doesn't mean we should go out celebrating. I think we have to do more. Make the business sector, the enabling environment, conducive for businesses to flourish. Interest rates are coming down, and therefore industry, the real sector, can borrow at reasonable rates to invest. We also have to look at the tax regime, streamline the tax regime to ensure that the business sector doesn't suffer from undue tax burdens.
Professor Peter Kwote is an economist. Let's now shift our focus to the energy sector, because the Africa Center for Energy Policy, ACEP, has accused the Electricity Company of Ghana of manipulating exchange rates in its transactions. According to the policy lead on petroleum and conventional energy at ACEP, Kojo Yauche, the manipulation resulted in a net exchange loss of approximately 7 billion cedis in 2023. He made these remarks during a press briefing on recent development in Ghana's power sector held in Accra.
The second prime example of political settlement mechanism is exchange rate manipulations. One of the major challenges of ECG in its handling of the exchange rate for its transactions. In many instances, the exchange rate reported by ECG to the Cash Waterfall Committee was significantly higher than the interbank exchange rate. The exchange rate manipulation created a net exchange loss of about 6.5 billion Ghana cedis in 2022.
Kojo Yauche is the policy lead at Petroleum Conventional Energy at ACEP, speaking there a while longer within the energy space. And the Association of Ghana Industries, AGI, has reiterated the need for efficient and reliable source of energy to boost industrialization. According to AGI, a cheaper and more competitive cost of power will accelerate growth within the energy value chain. Speaking on the final day of the Ghana Industrial Summit and Exhibition, Chief Executive of AGI, Seth Chuma Kwabwa, expressed the need for a robust energy infrastructure to propel growth in the sector.
Yes, energy is always critical, and even if the cost is high, people have no choice than to buy it, because you can't produce, you can't do business without energy. But the cost being high also has effects on the final pricing of your product and your competitiveness. So you're right, we always have to be sure that we have the most efficient energy and the most efficient energy source, which is more reliable and then also cost competitive. And that is what we are daring to do.
Away from that, telecommunication company MTN has disclosed that it is willing to partner with service provider Starlink to work on extending data to some underserved communities and parts of the country. Chief Executive for MTN Ghana, Stephen Blewett, says they can form a partnership with the data service provider to work together in some rural parts of the country as to invest in quality service for customers.
There are two types of people that are taking Starlink. Those who are completely, let's say, off-grid, or somewhere where they can't get connectivity. It is like, I would go as far as saying deep rural, not just rural, like deep rural. They just really can't get connectivity. People who are doing, say, maritime out at sea, they would, or somewhere far out, would use it. And then you do get some people who are taking Starlink and saying, hey, I'm facing some congestion issues, etc., in certain areas. And that could even happen in Greater Accra.
You're still listening to The Joy Business Report. The recent dry spell that ravaged farms across eight regions of the country exposed Ghana's weakened food systems against the ever-changing climate. In today's episode of The Food Chain, Emmanuel Bright-Kwaku speaks with agri experts who are suggesting the adoption of resilient food systems, including drought-resistant seeds for cultivation and diversification of income streams for farmers.
We farm maize and granites as well. They are all not doing well now. This year, we will need the government support to cater for our families. We pray they have pity on us. The impacts of the farmers' losses are felt on the markets. Maize vendors are struggling to access the crop from local farms as they compete with foreigners who are offering better price alternatives. We visited some market centers in Kumasi. Gifty Asante Prempe, a maize vendor at the Alabama market, beckons potential customers to purchase a few kilos of maize in stock. While she clamors for her goods to be sold, she is worried about how to restock. She has in the past few days struggled to access maize to restock.
Maize isn't available as of now. Even those that are on the markets now are really expensive. Some Nigerians and Burkinabes are really worrying us.
This is in spite of a recent ban imposed by the Agricultural Ministry on the exports of essential grains like maize, influenced by the dry spell that has ravaged farms in 8 regions of the country. The situation has compelled vendors in the north, including foreign nationals, to move down south in search of the grain on local farms. Maize, as a major staple crop in Ghana, is used for a variety of delicacies, including porridge, swallows like banku and kenke. The traders are predicting protracted maize shortages.
There will be huge shortage of maize on the market soon.
And so that's the impact from the farm and also on the markets. We have been speaking with some experts on the way forward, what farmers can do to adapt to this climatic changes. I have been speaking with Dr. Stephen Yeboa, who is a senior research scientist at the Crops Research Institute of the Council for Scientific and Industrial Research.
They are relying on natural rainfall for the whole cropping season. So if 2 months of that is gone, and then you are providing seed for the people to go and replant, are they going to replant under the same rainfall condition for the shorter growing season, or they are going to replant under irrigated fields? If you are replanting with early maturing varieties, that is very ideal, because you don't have full season. But the issue is that the many of the seeds that are being provided, what is the maturity period?
For Joy News, my name is Emmanuel Bratkweku. Catch the full version of this episode of The Food Chain on Saturday at 6 p.m. on the Joy News channel, and a repeat on Tuesdays at 2:30 p.m. That's it for the Joy Business Report, brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance, solid protection every day. People face different emergencies, police emergency, fire emergency, medical emergency, you name it. But many Ghanaians don't know their emergency numbers. Well, yes, one you'd want to remember, *770#. Yes, *770# is the new Ecobank Money Emergency Number. *770# gives you instant access to loans, fund transfers, utility payments, airtime and data purchases, and so much more. You don't need internet for this. Just dial *770#. No need to panic. In any money emergency situation, Ecobank will always come to your rescue. Dial *770# now for solutions to your money emergencies. Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank. I am Pius Kojo Baka, always a delight.